Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, what's really important in life? You know the kind of answer that question is supposed to bring in a sermon, and we'll definitely wind up there. But for a second now, just for a second, think about what we consider to be the most important in life. So let's be honest, you know, we know money matters. We got to make money. You've got to be able to provide for your family and buy a few nice things along the way. But sometimes even we Christians can feel as if being able to say what is really important to us. What is that? Oh, could be a Christmas break in Hawaii. That sounds good. I've always wanted to go to Ireland or the Holy Land. Or maybe it's to retire early at age 55. Or good health. You want good health. Or keeping up your good looks. So what about family then? Is family really the most important thing in your life? Of course, we love them. Is family really important? And say, we say that our husband, our wife, our kids, grandchildren are top priority and they should be high on the list. But are they really what's most important in life? In our Old Testament reading this morning, Solomon asked by God to evaluate his priorities, to consider what's most important in life. What he chooses is more than an example for us. It's a witness to the most important things of all. And you know where we are going with this now. The things of God outweigh everything else in importance. That's it. That's the bottom line. So Solomon was the latest installment of God's promises to his Old Testament people. God had promised the patriarchs many descendants and blessings for all nations. God had promised David that a descendant of his would have an eternal rule. Now, Solomon sat on his father's throne, and his answer to God indicates that he realizes his position is a mighty act of God. God was acting through all this history to bring about his mightiest act, Jesus Christ. Now, baby Jesus is now about 12 years old, and he is coming into the temple to be about his father's interest. Finally, God's mightiest act will be Jesus finishing his father's business by his death for mankind's sins. And this is how we receive the forgiveness of our sins. It's how we have riches, how we have life and health and reunion with our Christian loved ones. After all, the money, activity, and relationships of this world have come, really, to nothing. Absolutely nothing. Most important for our lives is the wisdom of God. Solomon understood that God's wisdom is what he needed most to rule the Lord's people. He needed to be a good political ruler in the real world. He also needed to be able to lead the people of God in faith and in worship. And he needed the good sense to do so in the best way possible. You see, wisdom has to do with being in harmony with the Creator. Mankind's sin disrupted and corrupted the wisdom of God's original created order. Christ crucified is the way to restoration of this order. Solomon's request recognized this, that wisdom, listen to this, was wisdom with faith in God's promised salvation. This was the most important thing. It was precisely this wisdom that Jesus was speaking and learning in the temple, the wisdom in which he increased also in the years to come. This wisdom also includes living in keeping with God's will and the common sense to do so in the real world. Some people lack this kind of wisdom. Biblical wisdom enables us to live out God's will in the real world. Solomon needed this kind of wisdom, and he asked for it in a prayer. The most important thing in our lives is seeking the kingdom of God. Solomon was seeking first God's kingdom and righteousness when he requested wisdom. We need to seek God's kingdom first. We do that by being in God's word. That's how we do it. That's why we have Bible classes and Sunday school for children. We do that also by seeking to live as God would have us live. When we hold God's kingdom to be of most importance in our lives, God adds to it, just as he did with Solomon. So along with wisdom, Solomon received other blessings as well. God promises. He promises his care for all of our needs too. The things of God are what really matters in life. Only what Christ has done for us will last until eternity. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.